the miracle worker. The one who got my grandmother to put turkey in her chili. I'm guessing that was your work? Well done.
At your service. She curtsied playfully in her turquoise dress, which looked very comfortable even while it clung to her. Kayla didn't usually show off much of herself, and I couldn't help noticing. She definitely looked different than she did in her usual preppy practical work clothes. Instead of a medical bag, she carried a large covered crock.
Now this might be your biggest trick yet, I said. Bringing someone else's food into Nana's kitchen? I want to see this.
Not just the food. I brought the recipe, too. She turned the crock around to show a white index card taped to the side. Heart-healthy baked beans for a woman who knows all too well how to cook with bacon fat.
Well, come on in, I said with a sweeping gesture. At your own risk.
The sounds of Branford Marsalis Quartet's Romare Bearden Revealed ushered us through the house, where the party was gathering up steam and everyone looked glad to see Dr. Kayla, who happened to be a saint in the neighborhood. I couldn't help feeling a little giddy. At the end of the week, I'd be on another plane, but for now, this was as good as it gets. Chapter 77. I found Samson and Billy just as he was opening a beer in the kitchen, and I took it out of his hands. It was something I wanted to get out of the way with the big man before the festivities really got rolling. Follow me. I need to talk to you. Before either of us has a drink, I told him.
Ooh, mysterious, Billy said.